And at 3:15 on a Friday, it gives me enormous pleasure to welcome back to the microphone Duncan Pritchard from Tidal Town. Nice to see you again.
You too, Dave. How you been?
Well, it's a gorgeous day. I wouldn't imagine this is the middle of winter.
I know, shocking, isn't it?
Hey, I mean, where else can one literally wear your summer kit right the way through the year, and it's a little chilly in the mornings, sure, compared to now, where it is an absolutely, well, it's a summer's day. I mean, the end of the story in winter. And a perfect day to be at the beach and exploring things oceanic, and that's why we enjoy a Friday afternoon chat about the ocean with Tidal Town. Today, I believe we're going to be talking about shells, in particular the cowrie.
Cowrie shells, yeah, they're fascinating things these days. I mean, they're... Yeah, there's so much history behind them. You know, they were like one of the first currencies used around the world. You know, even the Chinese symbol for money is the pattern of a cowrie shell. You know,
is that
it's
so?
Based on a cowrie? Yeah, you know, throughout Africa they've been, currency. They're used in all sorts of divination and spiritual purposes. Yeah. It's a symbol of fertility, wisdom. You know, they really are just like. But, biologically, they're also really fascinating little things.
I've very occasionally seen them live. On one of your night walks.
Yeah.
Where they were out and about, so to speak. I didn't realize that they actually emerged from the water.
Yeah, and that's what one of the really interesting things about them. So at night, if you go out on a night walk or a night snorkel, they come out from the crevices. And did you notice how it was covered with its mantle? So,
yes.
You know, so it actually puts that out, and it's really interesting because compared to other seashells, so other seashells grow from the inside out. They secrete calcium carbonate from the inside onto, you know, so their shell grows essentially from the inside out. And that's why if you look at a shell, it's really shiny inside. You get that mother-of-pearl finish because it's that sort of brand new crystalline structure. Whereas cowries do it from the outside, and that's why they end up with such shiny shells. So that when they're wrapping that mantle around, they're also secreting a new layer and polishing and fixing up their shell and repairing damage.
Oh, wow.
I was totally unaware of that, that they're actually growing their shells from the outside going out, and that's what gives them such a shiny, beautiful finish. Yeah,
I've also seen occasionally that they are predated on by whatever it is that drills that little round hole in the shell of all mollusks and limpets that get eaten. What is it? A starfish?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Okay,
a hole through the shell.
Absolutely round drill hole. It's a starfish of a kind.
Okay.
That's how they eat them. And I've seen several cowries with that hole. When I was a kid, I used to think that it was, you know, someone had done that to,
part of
a necklace. you could string them along on a necklace. But no, that's an interesting thing. But what are their natural predators?
I think they'd get taken out by octopus and those sort of things. But, you know, once they retract themselves back in, they're fairly bulletproof, you know, it's really hard to get them out of there. But they are also like they're one of those indicator species. So when things start going bad in the environment, they are one of your very first things to start disappearing. So I think they do take quite a lot of strain in, you know, from pollution and changes in environmental factors and those sort of things.
And I've also been fascinated at the difference in size between some of the, I presume it's a different species because you get those exquisite, almost coloured purples and blues, and then you get the more mottled, the bigger ones tend to be that more mottled brown.
Yeah, I mean, there's over 200 species of this thing. Yeah, so there's a pile, but the big Arabian cowries is the one you think the really pretty mottled one. And then the smaller ones are the ring cowries. They were originally the currency.
Okay.
And apparently, if you look at, you know, if you've seen those, they've got that little shape and it's got the circle in the middle. So it almost resembles an eye.
Yeah.
And that's sort of part of the superstition behind them. You know, it's like the eye that could see you. Yeah. You know, and if you turn them around, it looks like lady parts. And that's where the fertility thing comes from. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. They really are fascinating things. And they're really, you know, very common along our coast, live ones.
And that's
looking under little crevices and things. You know, you just got to look hard during the day to actually find them. But at night, they're all over the place.
And it's surprising that you can... Well, I don't suppose it's surprising, having now just heard that they are fairly common. But I always used to believe that it was very rare to find a cowrie on the beach or to come across one.
Yeah.
I suppose it's because everyone that's walked before you has seen the
everybody sees it and they pick it up. Yeah. And inevitably, there's something living in there. So, you know, my rule of thumb is you'd rather just leave it behind, because I've so often picked up a dead cowrie and there's something inside there. You know, someone's turning that into their little home every time. Yeah.
Okay.
Hermits using the little wing cowries. Yeah. And you sort of wonder how they even get themselves in there, but they do. Yeah.
That was the question I was going to ask, because it's like a little post box. But what an interesting shell. And as you say, they are available. They are visible at night, particularly. Mm-hmm. Good idea to go on one of those night walks then to see them.
Yeah, so if you go on one of, I mean, you'll see, you know, Arabian cowries the size of your, you know, size of your fist, and you know, and just, you know, seeing them actually, because they look so weird at night, because once that mantle comes around, you know, it's sort of this very dark black with all these little spines on it, and it just doesn't look anything like it does during the day. It actually looks a little bit, you know, slimy and creepy. It's a very, very
They move quite quickly, from what I can recall.
They're very, very mobile, yeah. And they're quite, quite selective feeders as well. So they'll feed on algae and different seagrasses and things. And they're very selective in what they will actually eat on. You know, so they'll move around and find their favorite little bits, algae patches, and their favorite little bits of seagrass. And, you know, they just absorb that into their
stomachs. And as far as you know, they're not a delicacy in any part of the world where people like to eat these things.
No, I would think the biggest risk certainly, is, you know, it's just, please don't buy shells from people on the side of the road and things. Because, you know, when you get that big, beautiful cowrie and somebody's selling it, and, you know, you think, oh, that's going to look nice on the bathroom shelf. Yeah, you know, chances are that person didn't just accidentally find that shell lying around. They normally... You know, I think for a lot of these big mollusks around the world, the big, you know, being taken as tourist curios is by far one of the bigger threats here.
Yeah. It's a sad thing, but one wants to remember the holiday. And what can you take with you that would be more evocative?
Get a T-shirt.
I like your thinking. And there it is, another wonderful Friday afternoon conversation around the sea. And this weekend, I presume Tidal Tower is out and about and taking tours.
Yeah, the ocean's just been in such good nick, hasn't it? Yeah,
it's going to be a lovely weekend for you to explore. And if you are down on holiday, what an opportunity. Take the family on a Tidal Tower adventure. They teach you how to use a mask. Used to be called goggles in the old days. And look beneath the ocean, and the most incredibly beautiful vistas and creatures are to be discovered. And with good guides like the Tidal Tower team, well, you'll be in safe hands, and you will have an experience that you will treasure much more than an empty cowrie shell for the rest of your life. My very special guest, Duncan Pritchard. I look forward to another conversation.
Thanks, Dan. See you soon.
Here's